Well, should an algorithm determine how much older Australians receive for in-home care? The federal government's new algorithm-assisted tool has faced scrutiny this week, with Senate estimates revealing that about 1,000 people are asking for a review of their outcome. Yesterday on Breakfast, Aged Care Minister Sam Ray strongly defended the tool, arguing it is both faster and fairer.
This is getting much better outcomes than the old system. We're getting fairer outcomes for older people. We're getting more efficient outcomes for older people. We're making sure that there's an equitable distribution of our aged care services and that care gets to the people who need it most.
That's the Aged Care Minister on Breakfast yesterday. Dr. Sue Curl is President of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine and joins me this morning. Dr. Curl, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
What's your view? Do you agree with the Minister that this new assessment tool is creating faster and fairer outcomes?
Sally, they might be faster, but we don't know they're fairer. It's been going for 7 months and there hasn't really been an evaluation. And, you know, this is the assessment that every older person in Australia has to have if they want to access Commonwealth services. There's 4.5 million older people in Australia. So this isn't, you know, a few hundred thousand people. This is anyone who needs to access those incredibly important services to stay at home. So we have to do this right. I think the Minister's right. It probably is faster. We don't know if it's fairer. We don't know if it's consistent. Our big problem is the assessment is done often by a clinician and usually done quite well. Then it gets put into this algorithm, which I gather is commercial in confidence. We don't know how it works. And the algorithm then spits out or translates the information into the right level of support. And our worry is it is getting it wrong and there is no ability for that assessor who saw the patient, the older person, knows what their needs are. There's no way that assessor can override the algorithm. It is set in concrete. That's our big concern.
What effect is this new assessment tool having on patients and their families? Because this can be a stressful assessment. This figures out people's independence, what kind of services they're going to receive.
Yeah, look, a lot of older people are very scared because they're hearing, you know, from their friends that an assessment happened and then the amount of support they got was actually decreased. So I have a number of older patients who have simply declined to have, say, a reassessment. They're getting a little bit of service now. I've said it'd be great to get some more, but they don't want to do that in case they get less. And, you know, the Minister said, oh, there's only 1,000 appeals, but absence of appeals doesn't mean absence of a proper, I mean, that they're good assessments. Mm-hmm. Older people are worried that if they do appeal, they'll lose everything. And look, I'm sure the assessment process gets it right a lot of the time. We're hearing the ones it doesn't. But even one or two is bad. And I've had a number of people who've clearly had inappropriate, the assessment's fine, but the outcome, the translation from the algorithm has not been appropriate. And I think our concern is there needs to be more clinical input. The Minister says there is, and yes, the assessment's done, but once it goes into that algorithm, we can't see and we can't override.
What are some of the common problems that you're seeing again and again or hearing of?
The IAT, the Integrated Assessment Tool, does ask all the right questions. It's whether the answers to those questions are weighted correctly. There's no ability for nuance, if you like. And someone who can walk and talk and is cognitively good but is blind, and that was an example I know Senator Pocock gave, if someone has dementia but they present really well and they do okay on the tests because they've done them before, it doesn't pick up those things. In the old days, and that's, you know, the past few years, a clinical assessor would see the person, they would make a recommendation about services, about what that person needs, and that would be discussed with other colleagues, and then that would happen. Now it goes into this sort of algorithm, it's AI, we don't know what's happening. And for the minister to say it's fairer, How do we know that? That's the issue. So we really do need to make sure that there is some evaluation. But I think for geriatricians across Australia, and these are our patients that are being assessed, we need to have much more confidence that there is the ability, and certainly the ability to override the assessment, I think, is very important. That was the situation till November last year. And then out of the blue, suddenly we were told, no, there is no clinician override. And as I said, this is 4.5 million older people who potentially will need this. And I think we need to get it right now at the beginning rather than just say, oh, no, it's fairer and consistent. It's not a sausage factory. Every older person's different. And we need to make sure that their needs are met individually. Consistency doesn't guarantee a good outcome.
Dr. Sue Curl, thank you very much for your expertise and perspective this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Sally.